really nice to get back out there, get a win. Yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, I taught him that one in training, so it was it was a great scissor kick.
You know, but I want everyone not to panic because, you know, we're active.
Hi, I'm Victoria Roycroft, chairman of Connors Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's the JD Welsh Premier League podcast. Well, we know what the top six and the bottom six will look like. So we're now into an amuse-bouche, if you like. A little starter, a little taster of how they'll play out as we play the final week of Phase 1, which technically sort of looks like Phase 2. Transfer news to come, the voice of Leon Britton, who we predicted would be joining Llanelli, and we were right, and many other people to listen to in this podcast. But first, Jonah, a busy week on the pitch last week. We sorted out where people were. A busy week in the boardrooms for some clubs as well, haven't there?
Yes, Mark, as we, you know, you predicted, there'd be a few transfers flying around everywhere, and, you know, they happen in the big leagues, and this is a big league, and there's going to be a lot of moves in the Welsh Premier League now, as we've seen already with 10 to 12, maybe more transfers done already.
Yeah, there's lots done, and I'm sure there'll be lots more to do. We'll talk about that later on, but let's talk about two teams that were certainly active in the transfer market last week, and they needed to be, because they're fighting to get out of that bottom two. Let's hear from a man who might help one of them. Llanelli won against Llandudno. Leon Britton played his part. Here he is.
We knew today was massive for us moving forward in the season. We got the 3 points, got the performance. Yeah, of course, it's going to be tough moving forward, but this result today will give the boys confidence, and I believe that we can do well and we can push up the table. So it was really nice to get back out there, get a win. Yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it.
Do you think Britton's already stamped his foot on the Llanelli way of play?
I think just having somebody like him around the place, Mark, most probably stamped his foot on the club as a whole. You know, even I suppose his presence in the changing room. And having dealt with like massive football situations in the past, luckily enough for him, they were mostly glory times with Swansea. But I'm sure whatever he brings to the club will bring a help to, you know, their fight against relegation at Stebbeneath. You know, he's gone there the first game, they've gone behind, and they've come back from, you know, being a goal down, and they've won 2-1. So that tells you something already. Maybe the mentality might have changed. He just, you know, he's obviously a very, very experienced football man, and he has plenty of knowledge to help Andy Hill and company and Simon Dyer just pass on to his players. And obviously, one of his ex-apprentices, most probably James Leveridge, stood up to the task and slotted two in, and they got their first victory for a few weeks.
Now, obviously, since Leon Britton said he was coming, I've noticed a few people saying, you know, these are the sort of signings the Welsh Premier League needs. Big names like this joining the league to get the profile up. But, well, here's an interesting scenario with James Leveridge. Look, James is quietly plugging away there, knocking the goals in for Llanelli. Young, new talent. And I always believe that that's what drives a league, not the old faces. Is there a danger that in the hunt for the stars, we forget that we've got to grow the grassroots in this league?
No, I don't think so. I think we got a good all-round, there's experience in this league, in a league as a whole. It's well represented in all areas, in most jobs, not only football, right? If you're still up to it, right, and you can get people, you know, putting bums on seats, keeping your manager happy, keeping your fans happy, that's what it's all about. And there are some excellent, you know, youngsters coming through in this league, as a lot of the teams have proved so far this season.
Well, look, Carnarvon have shown us that if you have a good crowd at games, it don't half make a difference. Now, is that part of the Leon Britton scenario that, you know, even if he doesn't play very well, which I'm sure he will, but even if he doesn't play very well, he brings a lot of Swansea fans, he brings more bums on seats at Stebbeneath, and those sort of things help you win games more?
I hope so, Mac. I hope Leon's signing will help Llanelli, especially, you know, the more bums on seats, the more financial stability it brings to a club, and that's, they can get stronger through that. So I really hope that the public of Llanelli and maybe a few old Swansea fans will go down and support Llanelli, especially, you know, we know that Leon might be, Friday evenings could be special because he might be on duty somewhere with Swansea on Saturdays. Who knows, he might play every Saturday, but I'd like to think that the people of Llanelli would back, you know, the men at Llanelli Llanelli who've made this transfer happen. And I really hope, you know, that they get it back into the sort of crowds they were in when, you know, Andy Legg and the likes were in charge, when they were on a good run about, you know, 7 to 10 years ago, when they were regularly getting 500. So let's hope it starts to see a turnaround in crowds down at Stevenhaven. And I really would like to see, you know, their first home game in the split when it comes, be it a Friday night or a Saturday, if Britain's involved, if they've won, you know, they're still in with a shout. There's no reason, you know, if they won 6 or 7 out of their 10 games, they could still stay up. And that's what it's all about, ultimately. Whether they get the crowds, which I hope they do, but ultimately this move, bringing Leon Britton in, was to try and keep Llanelli in the Welsh Premier League.
Well, their opponents on Saturday, Llan Dudno, they've been like one of those crazy old deers you see bursting through Debenhams' door on Boxing Day. Crazy for the sales. 5 new players signed so far. Window's only been open a few days. Zeb Edwards, Tom Owens, Jay Gibbs, Ryan Wade. Here's a name for you on the star front as well, Jonah. Les Davis from Bangor. You know, they've brought the chequebook out in big time at Llan Dudno to get themselves out of the quagmire, haven't they?
Yeah, the big man's back, the truck. Big Les is back. I mean, he's had a great career in the Welsh Premier League, including the, don't forget, a league winners' medal with Bangor City. He's been excellent in all his years in this. But look, he's swapped now. He's gone to Llan Dudno, like you said, with them 5 other signings. It has been like the January sales there, but things weren't working out, were they? You know, let's don't paper over the cracks. Unless there were a few changes made, things were drifting along and they weren't drifting too well. So let's hope the new faces in Llan Dudno will, you know, inspire a few changes in results. They need them. They definitely need them if they're going to stay in the league. But, unlike, you know, like Llanelli, they haven't stood still. They've brought a couple of signings in. So it's up to the signings to make changes.
Well, Ben Clark has also extended his loan from TNS. So that's good news for them. So I'm going to ask the stereotypical question that you ask during this sort of situation where a club has gone out and got new players in. Will they gel? Do they have the time to gel? And if Ewan's been here before with this and the team have been here before with this, bringing in new players, he's got to do it all over again.
Yeah, it looks like, Mark, it didn't work out with the group that he brought in, you know, last year. They just, somewhere along the line, they haven't clicked because they looked a decent set of players. And so the 4 or 5 that he's brought in now, it just adds a bit of strength to him. And there's no, like you said, right, there's no doubt in, there would have to be a miracle escape now for, you know, Llan Dudno, for Llanelli. There's, saying a miracle escape, they're only 5 points behind Kevin Druids now, so 2 wins get you back in the mix, but it's still a big ask with 10 or 11 games to go. Still 33 points. Both of these clubs, I think, may need 20 to stay up, but they're capable of it.
Well, they're certainly rolling the dice to make that happen, are they, with all of those names. Now, let's have a look at the other side of the table, because there have been some signings up that way as well. Nomads are signing Priestley Farquharson. He sounds a bit too posh for Connorskey. I don't know how he'll get on with a name like that on a Saturday night in Connorskey. Callum Morris getting one of the goals for them in that 6-1 win over Aber. Here he is talking to Gwyn Derfel.
Over the 18, I haven't really been used to looking up, so yeah, it's nice, you know, I don't know, but we know that there's still a long way to go, so, you know, we're not counting any chickens yet, as they say, but, you know, it's nice at the moment to be where we are.
And big question this evening, 1-6-1, will Andy Morrison smile?
Oof, no, you'll have to ask him. No, we'll be disappointed about the goal we conceded, but, you know, apart from that, I think it's a good night's work.
Yeah, it's a bit posh, that. Farquharson, I don't know how that'll go down in Connors Key, mate, but what's interesting is he seems to have been a good player down in the old London non-league scene and has moved north, and Andy's got his eye out for him and he's captured him.
Yeah, I hope Andy's got a nickname for him as well by the time we do the first Scorio game if he's playing, because I don't know whether I could deal with that one, mate. Now, Callum Morris, that's a bit easier. Callum Morris, he is the new, you know, called it him a month or two ago, seems to be the Frank Lampard of this league now. He's getting amongst the goals all the time. He's in a league, he's in a team where he has a chance of, you know, picking up the title. So he's been one of the key players in the league this year and getting goals from the centre of midfield. If you get a centre midfield that gets you 10 or 15, that's a massive bonus. And he looks, you know, he's on his way to that.
and no new recruits as we speak for Barrytown United. I'm sure that might change, but, well, why would they need to strengthen when Newport loanee Motore scores screamers? Here's the man who taught him all he knew, apparently, Kane McGlagan, on Touré's wonder goal.
Yeah, I taught him that one in training, so it was, it was a great, great scissor kick. I'm not telling him it's a bicycle kick because it's definitely a scissor kick, yeah. So, great goal. I was just behind it, couldn't quite keep up with it, so, good goal.
And Jordan, you're captain of this side. What is it about this group of Barry players, you know, which is getting so much success this season? What's the key ingredient?
He's brought in a good couple of players, good players on the ball as well, a pattern and a couple of others. But the group as like a whole, even the coaching staff, Cairns, everyone's together. So we all play together with each other. So obviously that's why we're picking up most of our results. Plus we're playing good football, so...
Well, I'm sure you've seen the video, fella. It was a wonder goal. It's been a great week for Newport types, isn't it?
I tell you what, Mark. Yes, of course. Yeah, well done, Mikey Flynn, ex Welsh Premier League player, as we know. He's done a brilliant job at Newport and fantastic result against Leicester yesterday. But that's right, Mark. One of the questions going around at the moment is who is the gymnast coach at Barrytown? They're all over the place. They're somersaulting everywhere. I think that whoever the coach has got a chance of being the next Welsh gymnast coach. Cottrell's doing double somersaults. Modo Torre's doing somersaults and overhead kicks. And Kane's weighing in with a few jumps as well. So I don't know who the coach is, eh?
Well, it's obviously something in the water. But on a transfer point, Jonah, quite a few players you've named there doing very well for themselves. Thank you very much. Do Barry need to strengthen?
Gavin B., honest enough and say I think he could still bring in a little bit of experience, maybe one more experience. So they're a young group, the Barry group are a young group, and they've done excellently. You know, they most probably arrived as quicker than a lot of people thought they would, so perhaps he might need one maybe bit of experience. But the key thing they need to do, and the key thing Gav and the club need to do, I think, is hold on to what they got at the moment, because they got a couple of young hot prospects, and you've mentioned a few already this season. And I just think they need to keep on to them. There's 10 games to go. It'd be a shame. Progress is fantastic. And we'd love to see players go. If they're going into the Football League, if they're going to make themselves a decent living and, you know, enhance their family life, it's always, you always have to go. But I think I hope there's no sideways moves, to leagues which are regarded better than this, and I don't think they are. So, Football League moves, I'm all for them. But a couple of the other moves, I hope Barry hold on to their players, because they need to.
I don't know. You know these people better than me. I wouldn't have thought any Barry player would want to go to sort of Merthyr or anywhere like that when there's the prospect, if they carry on like they are, of European football coming back to Jenner Park next season.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. What you said, as a group of players, you know, this is something special. It has come earlier than a lot of people thought as well. And there's 3 months left in the season. But yet again, if somebody comes in, if the Football League club comes in, these players almost they don't have any choice, really. Football League comes asking and they can change your life, you have to go. But, like I said, I hope they stay together. I hope they challenge for the title because, as we've said, week in, week out, and still, by the way, it's a three-way race at least at the moment, and the race is carrying on.
Well, indeed. Ben Cabango has gone back to Swansea. His loan has been cancelled. We don't know whether that's going to be a temporary thing because he wants to sort of put himself about the mix in Swansea or whether he will come back. Scott Rusko being a bit quiet at that at the moment, not ruling anything out. No other major moves for TNS, but obviously a great result for them on the weekend. Jamie Mullen, very happy that they're scoring for fun.
We get one, then we get two, then we get three, then we get four. That's what we're built on. I think over the years, we've been a really attacking side, and we're known for our goals. And early on in the season, maybe we were not quite doing that now, but at this moment in time, we look like we're firing on all cylinders. And it's not just the forward lads, the boys at the back are doing a great job. I think we've conceded in the last four games, so that's some doing, not just from the boys going forward, but the boys at the back as well.
Yeah, Mac, Jamie again, finding a red hot form that most probably made him the last season's JD Welsh Premier League Player of the Year. But let's go back to Cabango. What harm has this done his career? He may have had 10 to 15 games for Swansea under 23s. Apart from that, in the time he's been at TNS, I think he's played in at least four, four, maybe six, European Cup games, two Champions League games, four Europa League games. He's played in Iron Brew game. You know, he's played in teams. He might have learned a lot more this season because it hasn't been a season where they've dominated every game and they've won every game and the defence haven't been used. So we've seen, he's most probably seen the other side of football as well, going to TNS, the winning, the drawing and the losing. So it's been a real life experience for him. And I hope, good luck to Ben, and I hope he goes on and has a great career in the Football League. But somewhere along the line, I'm sure he'll tell you that TNS helped him out a lot.
Well, the two teams that you're going to watch next on Scorio are Bala against Carnarvon. Let's hear from Evan Horwood. They obviously played Carmarthen the other day. He knows that the intensity of the game they've got to play in the next few weeks as they play top six teams has got to improve.
Every game's it's a different challenge and got to start a lot better than we did today. Really, it's down to us, really. We didn't start good enough.
And we've got to say congratulations, Jonah, of course. To the final spot at top six being filled by Sean Eardley, and he says the Covies won't rest on their laurels and there will be changes in the transfer window for them.
We're in contact with two individuals at the minute. One more is pending, but obviously with that there'll be comings and goings. Unfortunately the squad have been a different class up to now. Some players, you know, want new ventures at the split, which is absolutely fine. You know, they want game time. But we won't be standing still. There's a number of clubs that, you know, have broadcast that they've got new signings in, you know, but I want everyone not to panic because, you know, we're active, you know, we're on the front foot in that sense. And, you know, it's probably what the change room needs, you know, that one or two fresh faces, we'll kick them on and keep everything fresh and keep that competition for places there and healthy. So, yeah, there'll be comings and goings, you know, over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, we're all in it together. We're all in it together. Management team will communicate with it. You know, they've got to be a particular mould when they come here at Carnarvon.
You know, you're picking out managers who've done really well, and you know, young Sean Early's done tremendous, brilliant job he's done. I watched him early on, Mac, and they looked okay at the beginning, but I went to watch them beat Cardiff Met at Cardiff Met at about their fourth or fifth game away from home, and they won 1-0, and they had the ingredients in, and I fancied them. I said to you all along, you know, they could make the top six. They could be the shock of the season, and they've gone on to prove that. They've been good in all areas. You know, their back four has been tight. Their goalkeeper has kept the most clean sheets, I think, at home. You know, their midfield's done well, and their strikers have all weighed in. So as a club, they haven't had one outstanding star. Nathan Craig has put a lot of, you know, set plays in, and he's right up there. He's done a bit of what Declan Walker done last year for Aberystwyth. But as a group, right, they've really enhanced this league. And of course, like we keep going back to, their crowd has most probably been the biggest plus, most probably, to this league, as be to see one of our league teams, you know, regularly getting over 1,000 punters to watch our games. That has to be one of the biggest pluses of our league this season.
And of course, the people unfortunately missed out. Cardiff Met, you were down there the other day, putting in a sterling performance. Let's hear from Will Evans.
Competition's healthy, everyone says, but with our group of players, we've got such a big squad. Everyone coming in has done so well, and you've got long-term injuries, like I said, Will Fuller, Brad Walrish, Charlie Caldwell, all coming back now, and it's just healthy competition that we all thrive off.
And I could say that's two brilliant wins. You've beaten Barry by 3-0, Bala 3-0, and they are top teams. And in a couple of weeks' time, you're playing a team from Welsh League First Division, Cambrian and Clydach, in the MG Cup final. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, absolutely buzzing for that. It's something to look forward to for us boys. But we've been in Div 1 ourselves. We know that they'll be itching at the chance to beat us in the Cup final. And you know what happens in the Cup final, anything happens. So, but we've just got to stay level-headed. We've had two good wins now on the bounce. I think now it's for us to build a bit of momentum going into the final.
He's done really well, Will Evans. You know, he's another player coming back into form. They look good. The last couple of weeks of the Met have looked really strong. I wouldn't bet against them coming seventh. You know, Aber are up there, and Aber have to recapture their form if they're going to stay seventh. But for me, Cardiff Met now are in full flow.
New signings relevant to Newtown. Of course, the first one is actually Newtown. Quite the baptism of fire for old George Hughes. Signed from Shrewsbury on loan until the end of the season. Arrived there. 1 hour later, he was facing TNS. After he grabbed his breath, he spoke to Jamie Davis.
I think the clearance only came through an hour before the game. So it was a bit of a I wasn't really sure what I was doing today until only a couple of hours before, but yeah, I was happy to get it over the line and just get out and play for some football.
So did you start the day thinking, am I going to be still at Shrewsbury at the end of the day, or am I going to be playing for the Robins come tonight?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure, because I spoke to the coaches at Shrewsbury and they said, have the day off just in case it does come through, but so I did. And here I am, playing 90 minutes.
So what's it like, you know, going into a squad that you've only just come out of nowhere in a flash?
I know most of the boys already, because there's a lot of boys who've been at Shrewsbury in the past, so I know quite a lot of them. I've had two training sessions with them as well, so it's not like I don't know any of them, so it's not too bad.
Obviously, going forward, you're here for the rest of the season, so obviously you'll be wanting to get into the flow of the squad and to go for that Europa League playoff spot.
Yeah, as a team, I think we want to get as high up the league as we can, and especially in the playoffs, we want to win it. We want to get as far as we can. So,
Yeah, it's a bit of a baptism of fire. That fair play, poor George.
Yeah, hey George, don't worry about it. Son, you won't be the first. You won't be the last. It's happened to a few of us over the years, and it'll only make you a better player at the end of the day. And he may not be able to understand after that baptism of fire how the team would just beat him 4-0 and not top of the league or not second in the league at the moment. So that proves how much this league has come on. Going back to Newtown, Chris Hughes again, goes under the radar sometimes. What a job he's done. Top six again. You know, we always say about players, the players he's had and he's had to lose over the last couple of years, they're up there again, they're in the top six. Goes under the radar, that boy as a manager, I think. You know, as time goes by, his reputation is only being enhanced year on year while he's doing at Newtown, and he's doing a good job.
And I think that the fact that Shrewsbury are willing to lend them a player and possibly, you know, use that player use Newtown as a way of developing talent, they obviously see that Chris is going about things the right way down there as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of his proteges this week, haven't he, has gone on and signed for Wrexham, Jason Oswell. He brought Jason in. Jason went to the likes of Rill and that. He was in and out of their teams. Came to Newtown, whacked the goals in for him. I think Golden Boot did a couple of years ago with 25 goals. Got his move into the Conference North and or South. And, you know, here he goes. He's going to Wrexham. And I hope he keeps banging the goals in, because if he does get a great career at Wrexham, the Wrexham fans can say, where did he start? He started with us in the Welsh Premier League. And we said a few years ago that we thought he was good enough. And it looks like now he'll get his chance.
Well, as I said, this is technically the last weekend of Phase 1, but a little bit of an amuse-bouche for what will happen in the next phase, which is going to be absolutely blimmin' exciting, because there's going to be nobody who can move up and down technically in and out of the top six and bottom six this week. So the games are as follows. Barry with Aberystwyth. Bala playing Carnarvon, Carmarthen playing the Nomads, Llandudno hosting the Mets, Newtown hosting the Druids, TNS hosting Llanelli. You're off to Bala on Saturday, aren't you, Jonah?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll obviously be a bit of a celebration for Carnarvon making the top six, but Bala will want to get back on track. They won't give up on a top three spot. Carnarvon, you know, if they had a mad run of games, and they, you know, who's to say they won't win seven or eight of their games, the sort of season they've had so far. Everything, like you said, Mac, top six is sorted, but everybody still wants to win. And if the league carries on like it has, I mean, we've had goals aplenty before the split. If it carries on like it has, it could be one of the special seasons in this Welsh Premier League for one of the more special in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely more to look forward to. This isn't the end, it is the beginning. All of those games kicking off at around about 7:30. So bring your fluffy jumpers and your nice little pillows to sit on, because they are all evening kickoffs. And we will see each other in 7 days. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mac.